You're listening to Stranger Than. This is a McGill Daily and CKUT collaboration. The words you're about to hear were written by Diana Kwan.
I notice him there, sitting across the aisle at gate C24. I'm at gate C23. He's gone on fitted jeans, a black t-shirt, and a khaki-colored fall jacket. I can't tell the color of his eyes, but his hair is dark and cut short. He's fair-skinned and clean-shaven. I wonder where he's headed. I look up at the screens and see the next flight of gate C44 is bound for Chicago.
Business or pleasure, sir?
I think, as a monotonous tone of the border guard rings through my mind. His legs are crossed and he's engrossed in a book. I wonder how often he frequents airports. Is he like me, a person who flies away at any given chance? What does he run away from? Is he afraid of stability and commitment? Or is he running towards something? A dream? A lover? His phone buzzes. He glances over, picks it up, and starts writing a message. Maybe this is the person he's going to see in Chicago. Who could it be? Judging by the expressionless face, it can't be someone he's too excited about. Maybe he's been in a long-distance relationship where the flames of passion are dying. Maybe he's going to try and save what's left. Or maybe he's going to end it. I never understood why we try so hard to hold on to things that we know aren't good for us. Even if they were at one time, the reminder of the joy it brought, whether a friend, a job, or a city, often forces us to hold on even when we know it's not the same. The moment is over. It's time to move on. The fear of the unknown is often too much. I wonder how much happier we would be if we were able to let go of things with ease, if we let our brains inform our decisions rather than our hearts. I look over at my mysterious stranger and notice he's staring off into the distance. He's lost in thought. He looks about my age, mid to late 20s at most. I wonder if he's also struggling to find his way in the world. Does he contemplate his future as much as I do? Does he worry that he won't fulfill a satisfying legacy? Is he afraid that he might have made all the wrong decisions? Does he also realize that we're just a tiny grain of sand on the never-ending beach that is our universe? Does that make him afraid or relieved? I contemplate going over and saying hello. But what would happen if I did? Is he from Chicago or Montreal? Would we have a brief conversation and never see each other again? Would we hit it off, exchange contacts, and try to make a long-distance thing work only to realize 3 months down the road that we're unhappy? Would we have wild, passionate sex in the airport bathroom? That last thought makes me laugh aloud a bit. My stranger notices. He looks at me. His eyes sparkle ever so slightly and his lips curve into a smile. I smile back. Suddenly, I hear a woman's voice on the loudspeaker.
Gate 24 to Chicago, now boarding. Gate 24 to Chicago, now boarding.
I snap back into reality. God damn it. Maybe next time.